What if the real source of stress, overload, lack of enjoyment, succession in life isn't your deadline, isn't your personality, isn't your workload, isn't your circumstances, or isn't even the thoughts you have? What if we've all been looking in the wrong direction? Welcome to the first episode in our short series introducing quality of mind and before psychology, which is a profound shift in how we see experience. Most of us innocently assume that pressure, peace, comes from what's happening. A tough project, a tricky person, a looming decision. But it turns out that is not the true source. So before you try and fix the outer world, or even the inner world of your mindset, it's worth really inquiring what's creating the way I'm seeing it in the first place. An example. A client of mine, a CEO, was deeply stressed about a high-stakes funding decision. It looked like that the stress came from the investor pressure, the tight deadlines. But when their aperture expanded, they saw it wasn't the event. It was their relationship to it. The pressure is not built into an event or situation. It's innocently, invisibly constructed by the mind. Another example would be a founder that I work with who was convinced that his new tech startup product wasn't working. Weeks and months of stress, overthinking, even a bit of panic. But again, once the aperture expands, we see that the tension wasn't coming from the market. It was from the expectation the mind had created about how fast things should happen, how long it should take. It should take 12 months, not 18. Once that was realized, then you can make decisions about the rationale of the business and whether it's a good idea, etc., without anything external changing. The stress lifted and the decision-making became more resourceful and useful. So the project, the person, the pressure, they're not the real problem. It's the mind's aperture. It shapes our entire experience. It's not responsive to the situation, it actually creates it in the first place. And that's what we're going to explore in this series. Next up, why mindset tools don't get us where we really need to go.